Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And for our last 10 minutes before I head off into the Labor Day weekend, listeners, help us crowdsource the perfect New York Labor Day weekend. It's the final weekend of summer and the first weekend post-Irene, so many of you are itching to get out on a non-work day, and hopefully you won't be getting out just simply repairing the house and shoring up the sandbags so you don't get flooded out again. And start calling us with your tips for things to do this weekend, right now, or what would be ideally in your perfect New York three-day weekend. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. All morning we've been asking you to submit your suggestions on our website add to the fun here, from going out tonight to cooking breakfast at home on Monday, whatever, books to read, concerts to attend, naps to take. You know, one reason why is as much stuff as there is to do in this area, as plugged in as you WNYC listeners like to think you are, it can actually be a little hard to find things to do. So your secret is safe with us. It's okay if you're having trouble coming up with plans. That's what your fellow crowd members are here for. So whatever's on your plate, let us know about it. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And one other piece of this that I'll add, because last weekend was such a lost weekend for many businesses with the hurricane and many businesses that depend on summer weekend income, we will invite anybody who has a business that is open for business this weekend and you're hoping people will come out and do a little business with you, 212-433-WNYC. You can give yourselves a shout out. 212-433-9692. But for anybody, add your one piece of the perfect New York three-day weekend. 212-433-9692. And David in Peekskill, you're on WNYC. Hey, David.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
What's in your perfect New York three-day weekend?
Well, probably the best part of my weekend is either going to be Saturday or Sunday. I usually make a pilgrimage with my kids and my wife over to Lake Sebago or Lake Tirawati or Lake Welch over just west of Harriman State Park.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just something very zen about spending a couple hours on the beach, you know, the sand, be it a lake or the ocean, and playing in the water and stuff. It just sort of...
Now, that area got really torn up by the storm.
Yeah, it did. But, I mean, it's been our continual favorite for many a year, heading over there.
David, and I hope you find everything okay there. Maybe even lend a hand and then head into your Zen moment if you find a way you can help. And, David, good luck. Thank you very much. Tony in Babylon, you're on WNYC. Hi, Tony.
How you doing, Brian? It's more like the same what that previous caller was saying. My Saturday would be make some coffee, stop off at the bakery and get some croissants and head straight to the Gilgo Beach on Long Island and do some surfing. And when the surfing's ended, go and have some coffee on the beach.
Coffee before the surfing, coffee after the surfing, with the main course being the surfing. What bakery do you go to for that croissant?
Stop and shop.
Very regular guy of you, Tony. Thank you very much for your call. Happy surfing. I hope you get good surfing, good weather for it. Mariah on our website has a one-track mind, not all that far from Tony's, I think. Mariah writes, Saturday, beach. Sunday morning, beach. Lunch Sunday, lunch on the beach. On Labor Day, last day on the beach. So there you go. Mariah's weekend is all set, sounds like. John in Roslyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, John.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. What's your...
I think that the perfect Long Island weekend would definitely not be complete unless you took a trip down to the wineries, at least for the start of the season.
Where are they?
Either the North Fork or the South Fork. There's about 30 different wineries that you can take a nice tour of. Either on a Saturday evening, maybe leave from the city, about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and you know, go from one winery to the next.
All right, Long Island wineries. Thank you very much. Also posted on our site, and you can do this. You can do this all weekend, really, and see what people are putting up. We have a form there for the elements of your perfect New York three-day weekend. Friday afternoon, for example, Ellen writes, "Prepare for Shabbat." Myra writes, exploring ethnic neighborhoods in Queens. She leads ethnic food tours and has written a book. Dinner Friday, Ellen, Lobster Pound, Red Hook. Myra, New Leaf Cafe in Fort Tryon Park. Marianne, Backyard Barbecue. Friday Night Fun, Gabriel writes, relax, read, and let the amateurs hit the bars and the clubs. Ha. Robert writes, see the Bobby Atiko Band at Thai Rock in the Rockaways. And so there are some things. Should we give, Kurt hung up? I wanted to take Kurt, who had the imperfect New York weekend. I will acknowledge Kurt. Kurt called up and said that Verizon is making him work 12-hour days. So let's remember on this Labor Day weekend, all the people who are out there serving you in one way or another, even keeping your cell phones working as you do whatever you do and take advantage of their work for your fun, right? All right, let's take Gene in Park Slope, and we're going to try to put Gene on with Lloyd in Manhattan. Both calling in about Saturday night. Gene, you there?
I am.
Lloyd, you there?
Yes, I am.
Gene, what you got?
Well, some friends of mine have started a new nonprofit in New York called Our Goods, and it's a barter site for the creative community. And they're doing a special event on Saturday night at the northern end of Union Square in the Stone Pavilion, where they're taking all the unsold produce donated by farmers who, you know, at the end of the day, and they're cooking a communal supper. And there's also going to be a lot of fun green things like a bicycle-powered sewing machine. They're going to sew a tent with that. And they're going to be modeling some of the barter, so people will come with the things that they have and mm-hmm. the things that they need. And they will do matchups of, you know, barters right there on the spot. So it seems like it's going to be a really great event.
Very nice and personal. Lloyd, what's your Saturday night?
Well, I'm planning an entire New York theater weekend. And Saturday night, we are going to Follies, the fabulous Sondheim revival on Broadway.
Cool. And Sunday night?
Sunday night, we're going to the Select The Sun Also Rises, the Hemingway adaptation at New York Theater Workshop in the East Village. And Monday is Bluebird at the Atlantic Theater in Chelsea, with the excellent English actor Simon Russell Beale.
Now, you guys, I don't know if you want to say anything to each other, but you're such a perfect pair to exemplify the range of things that we can do with this perfect New York weekend. We can sit in a chair and be entertained by others three times in 3 days, or we can go and, you know, pretty intensively interact with others to create the event that, Gene, you're talking about. No judgment on either one, but I guess that's why they make chocolate and vanilla.
Plenty of interaction at the theater between actor and audience.
It's one kind of interaction. Gene, you want to get a last word in?
I don't. I just wanted to tell people the website, which is just OurGoods, OurGoods.org, if they're interested in finding out more. It's called The Unsold Supper.
Thank you very much. All right.
Thank you.
Greg in Northport, what's an element of your perfect New York 3-day weekend?
My idea of perfect 3-day weekend would have somebody else clean my yard from the storm.
Yes. Someone else clean Greg's yard. If you want to volunteer to clean Greg's yard, we were asking for volunteers earlier. That's a good thing for a lot of you to do if you can find a place to go. Two of our guests last hour said go to contact the Red Cross or the United Way, and they'll tell you where you can volunteer to clean Greg's yard or somebody something else. Let's see, what makes for a perfect New York weekend? From our website, Mike, swimming in the Rockaways. Marianne, the secret is to wake up before everyone else and then take an afternoon siesta. And somebody posting as Truth and Beauty wrote, I like to spend as much time comatose as possible, interrupted by eating, reading, and walking for exercise, and of course enjoying some quality time with my husband. Mary in White Plains, what's in your perfect weekend?
Hi. So my perfect Labor Day weekend this year is all about enjoying the simple things and relaxing before I start my new job on Tuesday. So I am going to create the perfect combination of summer for me, which would be reading my favorite book and eating a lobster roll from Luke's Lobster on the High Line or just somewhere outdoors and just enjoying my last leisurely days before I jump into my new job. So
there you go. Well, congratulations on the new job. And what is that book?
Well, my favorite book is Jane Eyre.
For the million and third time that you're going to read it,
right? Okay. Yes, it's true. It never gets old.
Mary, thank you very much. Oh, Nick, what are you doing? You're doing something on the Upper West Side that sounds cool, but you have to tell me in 10 seconds.
Hi, Brian. On Saturday, the MTA is putting an authentic 1930s subway train on the line, on the two-train line, starting at noon.
The whole line?
Starting at 96th Street, and I'm going to ride an authentic 1930s train.
All right. Now, on a more serious note to end, Governor Cuomo announced this morning a Labor for Your Neighbor campaign this weekend, seeking volunteers to help areas ravaged by Tropical Storm Irene. To volunteer or donate, visit governor.newyork.gov/laborforyourneighbor, governor.ny.gov/laborforyourneighbor. And everyone, have a fantastic Labor Day weekend. Remember our workers, remember our unemployed, and have your fun as well. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Thanks for listening.